Now back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. Here's your host, James Maduke.
7:33, you're listening to Small Business Heroes. It's James Maduke, and if you just joined us, we were speaking to Ron Jetty about copywriting, and that's the text that goes into your collateral. And we're joined in the studio now by Wayne Mitchell, one of the co-founders of Red Caddy. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you, James.
And I just finished with Ron Jetty, and he told me that I had 1,000 benefits. What am I supposed to do now? I want to put it on something. Where do I put those words?
Well, something, a canvas that a designer would put together that they would look good on and read well, read easily.
Okay, now which is more important, the graphic design or the words that Ron puts together?
I hate to see it, but the words. Without the words, it's nothing.
Oh, so we have that on the air, and it's so we all the graphic designers, Ron's got his cheering champ hands on.
Truth of the matter is that the writing and the design has to go together. It starts with the writing, though. Any project that I work on has a writer at the very front, at the very beginning, and that's an integral part of it, and the design supports whatever it is that is in the copy.
Okay, so what you're saying is if he's got a sort of a flavor for the benefits, what you do is you take that and then you sort of design something around that.
Yes, that's in a nutshell, that's pretty much it. The design, whatever gets produced, if it's a brochure, has to be relevant. Whatever is visual on that has got to have some sort of relevance to what the client is selling, whether it's a service or goods.
Okay, so why don't we take that as an example? Let's say we'll do two examples. Let's say we've got a financial services consultant. They may have four people. They're selling their services. What are the pieces of collateral or pieces of marketing material that you would maybe suggest to them? And what are the pieces they would need? And what are the steps that they would go through?
Well, that's a small company, and so they wouldn't need a lot of materials. Very likely the main thing would be some kind of a brochure, and in this day and age, certainly a website, as the website's most people's first point of contact. And if they're doing sales face-to-face, one-on-one, a brochure is something that's kind of expected by people and something people can walk away with and read a bit more on.
Okay, so what are some examples of brochures that you've seen for that particular kind of market?
They're generally, they follow a pretty standard formula, and this is part of my job, and probably the writer's joins in on it, but break it away from that 8.5-11 folded twice.
You don't want that?
Well, it's pretty standard. It's pretty expected. It's hard to fight against it, but from a design standpoint, I and other designers...
You have trouble with it.
Well, I want to find something new and different and exciting. Because the more you can set yourself apart, the more you will be noticed. And therefore, the more you should be able to sell your service.
So Ron was talking about differentiating the copy. You're talking about differentiating the design as well.
That's right. If your little brochure is an 8.5-11 folded twice, it's going to look like a million other brochures out there. And if the copy's good, okay, you're probably going to be fine.
Ron's winning the battle here, I think.
Well, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. But a design can really make it or break it, too.
Okay.
If it's interesting to look at, people are going to pick it up. And a headline would help, but an interesting design will certainly help. And an unusual format will often grab people's eyes, and they will remember the brochure for the format and then the information, of course.
Okay. So that was so most smaller companies, small business, have sort of a generic brochure?
A lot of companies do. It's kind of what's expected by that kind of company's audience, but as well by the person offering the service as well.
Okay, so let's take another example. A startup maybe just got funded. There's 35 employees. They've got shareholders, and they're doing some kind of optical networking gear. What does anything change other than benefits?
The type of benefits?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, in fact, it would change insofar as with a larger organization like that, a standard type of approach for sales collateral would be you'd have some kind of a corporate document, and that document could be printed. It could be...
What's a corporate document? For people who don't know what it is, explain what it is.
Right. That would be a document that sole purpose is to explain what the company is all about. Not necessarily selling. It's not about their product. or they might have a broad range of products, but it's what the company is focused on and perhaps a bit of background versus a product brochure or a fact sheet that talks specifically about their services or product.
Okay, so the larger companies tend to split those up.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and so in let's talk about a product brochure just for example. What are the other what are the pieces? Do they tend to have a catalog at that point, or they try and split? Do you recommend splitting up product lines or moving it to different items as opposed to one larger collateral piece?
Well, you know, there's so much variety out there, and every company is so different that the approach has to be specific to that company. So I can talk in generalities, for instance. Having done a lot of work with startup companies, a fairly common theme is certainly having a website that's very current, and that website will have all the corporate materials as well as the product materials. And oftentimes the print materials have their equivalent in the way of PDF files, portable document format.
Okay, so for people who don't know what a PDF is, what is that?
That's an electronic version of a printed document. So you can take a brochure and I would turn it into electronically on the computer into a document that could be downloaded and at your computer and opened with Adobe Acrobat Reader.
Okay, which is a free piece of software, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you mentioned a word there that I'm interested in, and that's the word theme. Now, what do you mean by a theme in any of these collateral pieces that you're doing?
Okay, well... sometimes a theme, you can come up with a theme that is something relevant to what the company's doing that is basically a rack on which you can hang your hat for all of the materials. So an example doesn't come to mind right this second, but if you have a blue theme, like if your audience... You know the audience for your company likes the color blue. They respond to blue. Well, that can be a theme or a style of photograph or take a bunch of photographs and colorize them blue. That's just one visual example. You can take a verbal example as well. Dashing or, you know.
Yeah. So that could be like the Zoom Zoom guy from the Mazda commercials. It's in the print ads. It's in the website.
Good
it's
example.
In the... Okay.
Yeah, that's
should I be
good
a graphic
theme.
Designer now that I figured
yes,
out a theme?
You can be anything. Yes.
Okay. So if someone has a theme, what that means is they're going to try and put it across all types of media, correct?
That's right. And the thing about that is that it increases the consistency of all your materials. So if you decide on either a visual or a written theme that you use on a brochure, you can use it on a kit folder. You can use it on a website.
What's a kit folder for people that don't know? What's a kit folder?
Kit folder is basically usually a 9 by 12 inch folded piece that's got two pockets on the inside left and one on the inside right.
That holds 8.5 by 11.
That's right. And my job is to try and persuade somebody to do something that perhaps stands out from the crowd.
Okay. So they have a kit folder.
Mm-hmm.
You carry on then.
Okay. So if we're talking about an arsenal of... things that somebody can use in their sales collateral. A kit folder is common to house all the materials, a corporate brochure of some sort. And sometimes the kit folder is the corporate brochure. And then if the company has 5 product lines, they might have 5 product sheets or 5 product brochures.
Okay, so the kit folder is kind of like a mini briefcase that holds that theme together, and it holds all of that, what that company is about. And the benefits, I think they're called? the benefits, I think Ron's nodding his head, the benefits that they want to portray.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's say a customer, you know, they might be listening to the show, they've picked up that Ron's talking about benefits, you're talking about a theme and working across different pieces. What are 3 tips that you can give someone who wants to either or look at their existing collateral pieces or they want to redo it?
Okay, my answer to that, I'm going to cover some of the area that Ron went over, but I think it bears repeating. Target your materials, and I'm talking about from a written standpoint as well as a visual. And within that, I mean, find out for sure, do some research if you have to, who is your audience, what do they respond to, what is important to them, how do they want their information? Do they want a brochure or online or email, and how will you get maximum impact and response from your efforts?
Okay.
That's one.
Okay. 2 more.
Okay. The second one is and I'm serious here, hire a professional writer. It will pay off in spades. You will look much more professional. And then third one, hire a professional graphic designer. Again, that will pay off in a big way. You will end up having greater believability and more professional.
And that theme will be consistent across all the different pieces there.
That's right. And bear in mind, the writers and the designers always work together.
Do they? So if you have a good designer, they probably already know a writer. And if you've got a good writer, they probably already know a designer.
That's right. And sometimes you can slam two that don't know each other together and they do good work too.
Okay, perfect. If you just joined us, we've been speaking with Wayne Mitchell, who's one of the co-founders of Red Caddy Design and Graphics. And what we're talking about here is all of the stuff other than the salesperson that does the persuading for you. We're talking about your sales and marketing collateral. We're talking about things called kit folders and product sheets and your corporate outline. So all of those pieces that you may leave behind or may not leave behind, you may send to them attached to an email. It's all of the stuff to persuade and influence. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to come back and we're going to be speaking with Randy Woods, the CEO of Bystream Inc., and they have a piece of technology that lets you know what's happening on your website as people visit it after they read and look at all this wonderful material. So thank you very much, Wayne, for coming to the studio. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great. You're listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduk speaking. And you're also listening to News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. We'll be back in a moment with Randy Woods.
You're listening to Small Business Heroes on 580 CFRA's Business at Night. Brought to you in part by the Entrepreneurship Center, CompuSmart, and the Business Development Bank of Canada.